God bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
Of the town and made their way towards, not the woman, towards Jesus. She used her testimony as a bait, and they all came from the towns to come and see this man. Now listen to the catch. John 4:35. Listen what Jesus says. After his disciples had some issues, he says, don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until harvest. You are saying it's still 4 months until harvest. I still got time to reach somebody. I still got time to invite my cousin. I still got time to invite my child. I still got time to invite my husband. I still got time to invite my wife. I still got time. Listen, you say you still got time. Listen what Jesus says. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are already ripe for harvest. So what Jesus is saying, there's no more time. You think there's time, there's no more time. Jesus is actually saying the harvest is ripe. It's about to get rotten. You have to wake up and go and take the harvest. But Jesus, to the 21st century, is a secret. It's a secret. We keep him a secret. All that we want is us. We don't want someone out there to experience everlasting life. Listen. John 4:39. Just a woman's testimony, hear the result. Many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus. But here's the punchline. They believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. Oh, Lord Jesus. Listen. As bad as the woman's past was, she used her past to be able to get people to believe in Jesus. Your past is a setup for someone's salvation. I say your past is a setup for someone's salvation. Your past is not there to belittle you, but your past is there to help someone else and belittle the devil. Listen. They believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. Listen, what was the woman's testimony? He told me everything I ever did. I mean, can you just preach that line and get nearly, this Bible scholar says, nearly half of the town got saved. Nearly half of the village got saved by a phrase. We want to use 3 hours. We want to teach all depths. When this lady only said, he told me everything I ever have done. Could he be the Messiah? A key factor in sharing Jesus. Just tell others what he did for you. That's all. You don't need to open the lexicon. All that you have to tell people, I was a sinner. I was going to hell. I was on drugs. I was drinking. I did all. You can only use your testimony when you delivered. There's no use. I knew a youngster, in fact, myself and my one friend was just talking about him. Every year he gets saved. And when he backslides very bad, that people will ask him, are you backslidden again? When he's back up, he'll preach like he's never preached before, but he backslides the same way. So he was never delivered from his history, and he wanted to teach his history to others. Listen, a key factor, just tell somebody about your testimony. That's all. If you want to become a witness of Jesus Christ, tell somebody, I was poor, you know me. See what the kingdom of Jesus Christ has done for me. Look, I'm staying in a house now. I stay there. Look what happened. I'm here. All that you have to tell somebody is that Jesus can do it for you too. Listen, listen what Philip said. Philip didn't argue with him. Philip didn't argue with Nathaniel. He just said, come and see. John 4:41. And men, man, I thought this was the end of the lady's harvest. No, listen what the Bible says, John 4:41. And many more believed because of his message. Now, this is what happened. Her testimony drew them. And when Jesus began to speak, they got saved, or they believed. Your testimony will bring people to church. The minute the man of God speaks from the pulpit, then the line is drawn in and they get saved. All that you have to do, be a part of those that want to work in the kingdom. 2 Corinthians 5:18, as I get to land. He gave us, as I said last night, the ministry of reconciliation. Matthew 9:37-38. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is indeed plenteous, but the laborers are few. He says, therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his field. Our problem is we pray earnestly for a miracle. We pray earnestly for someone's job. We pray earnestly for people to get healed. Listen to what the scripture says. This is Jesus talking. He says, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. You know what he's asking? He's not, and that's where we have it wrong. Our problem is we want to be ordained to work for Jesus. Our problem is we want to be a pastor. We want to be an evangelist. We want the oil poured on us. We want to model with a certificate to work for Jesus. Yeah, there is no certificate. It's just that pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers. Do you know what's a worker? There's no one on that camera. We need someone there. That's a worker. We need someone at the sound desk. That's a worker. We need people to drive the guests. That's a worker. We need someone to usher. That's a worker. We need someone to sing in the choir. That's a worker. We need someone to play on the keyboard. That's a worker. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send them. They are stuck somewhere, but you must pray them out. Our problem is when they're not here, we just think they rebelled. Pray for a replacement. To send them out into the harvest field. My challenge is stop keeping Christ as a secret. Stop keeping Jesus Christ as that secret love affair. If you love someone, you have to model with that person. Why do you want to keep that person at the backside of the desert? I only see you when I have to. You can't treat Jesus that way. Jesus wants to be known. Jesus wants to be known. He wants people to know that you know him. He wants people to know that you love him, so that you can introduce him to others to love him too. John 1:47. Jesus, this is now Philip, he brings Nathanael to Jesus. Listen what happens. Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit. John 1:49. Nathanael answers him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." What he is saying, truth be told, what Philip told me is the truth. That's it. What Philip told me, if I just believed long enough, I wouldn't have wasted my own time. I took too long to come into the kingdom. But here, until he received Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, Philip's case was closed. I don't care how hard they make it for you. Do everything to bring them into the kingdom, because time is of the essence. There's no more time left. In fact, it was John Hagee that says we're living on borrowed time. He says we are living on 1 minute before 12. It was the great Jimmy Swagger that says life is like the knock of a postman at the door. It's now here and gone. He says life is like a drop of a rain in the big blue sea. You see it and it's gone. He says there's so little time between the cradle and the coffin, between our hellos and our goodbyes. And then we got time to play. We are chasing the wrong elephant. We're chasing titles. We're chasing positions. We're chasing who's big. We're chasing who's small. To the Lord, that's irrelevant. Because you're going to get rewarded according to your works. You might have a title or no title. Can you imagine the person that won Billy Graham to the Lord? Can you imagine those souls that that person is being part of? Just one person. Just the value of one. That's why in my bishop's word, he says, don't die if you didn't work for the Lord. It says, don't die. Don't die if you haven't worked for the Lord, don't die. I saw a slogan at one of the churches, if you don't know Jesus, don't die. I'm asking you, listen to me. God has changed my tongue. I know it's Him. This is not what I prepared for. I wanted to come and encourage you and this, that. God has changed my tongue. That's what He did. He says, my son, if you want to please me, tell these people that I want them after this, not even after the crusade, whilst this Passover convention is on, reach out to somebody. My heart has been lifted. I am filled. I want souls to come into the kingdom. The Lord must give me incredible strategies that I don't need to put up massive tents. That season might be over. We've done it, and we've done it exceptionally well. We were amongst the catalyst of churches that put up tents all over. But I said, God, give us a strategy for one-on-one evangelism. Give me a strategy. Can you imagine if we have church and you with your whole family in church? If everybody is with their whole family, I'm just talking about their immediate family. No place. There wouldn't be place for anybody. But we have to start at home. The wise wins at home as opposed to outside. Will the circle be unbroken? Do you want to get to heaven and find out there was someone that in your family that died long time? When you get there, that person hasn't reported. If the person hasn't reported in heaven, where did the person report? And would that make you happy? I mean, would that make you happy? Would that make you happy to know that somebody, if I just kept on telling this person, if I just kept on inviting this person, if I just, in fact, the scripture says, compel them to come. Compel them. Let there be no excuse. If shoes is an excuse, go and buy them shoes. If a suit is an excuse, go and give them a suit. Let them come. When they come into the house of God, they meet ushers like we met that sing. The people will wonder, what type of church is this? And when they come in here, they meet someone that smiles, someone that's in a good mood, that receives them. In our church, we have, this is my speech all the time with the leaders. If you're not in a good mood, don't usher. I said, we can do with less ushers instead of doing with more ushers, but your mouth is hanging. And you stop someone from coming to Jesus. Rather sit. Just take your out and sit. Get ministered to. And nobody needs to worry about you. Just go and sit. Whether you want upstairs or downstairs, go and sit somewhere. I'm telling you, Jesus is serious. Jesus is serious. Something is about to happen. I'm telling you, something's about to happen. I know it. I feel it. I know it. Nothing else matters to me. Nothing. 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 It's telling my wife, what do you want? What? Nothing matters to me. If I can't get somebody into the king. Last year, alone last year. Listen to me. Last year, God requested from me. He says, I want you to give me 50% of your income. 50% of your, listen to me, 50% of your income. I will not tell you a word of a lie. In one transaction, I nearly made everything back that I gave last year. Just one transaction. You can't play with the Lord. You can't play with Him. You can't. And He said to me, son, I'm going to shock you more. The year's not over. I'm going to shock you more. Because you've done it in the most difficult time. The most difficult time when the money came in and the Lord wanted His 50%. I had to give Him His 50%. In fact, there were some transactions I said, put the money directly into the church's account. It mustn't touch me, even if it's more than the 50%. But I want to go for souls now. My mind, my money, everything is wrapped around getting a soul into the kingdom. That's it. So yeah, you've heard me speak. I have taught from my heart. I've taught Jesus from my heart. It's really up to you. It's up to you. Come and see Him. Come and work for Him. Come and give Him your life. Every day I want to wake up and give Him my life. I say, Lord, I give You my life again today. Wherever You're going to send me to, help me to say the right things. Help me to be a blessing to somebody. Help me to see a need. Maybe that's a type of evangelism. Let me see a need and let me use that need as an opportunity to evangelize. We're going to leave this earth one by one very soon. I was telling my wife and the church, I said, as I fly across the world, if the pilot says we're going down, I say, how quick? How quick? Because to be absent from this body is to be present. There's so many of my friends that I buried and I say, man, you beat me. You beat me to heaven. I must still continue preaching Jesus, worried about paying debts. You beat me. You're out of this earth. You're with the Lord. What a day that will be. I'm not afraid of dying one bit. Not one bit. I don't have resentment in my heart. I don't hate anybody. I don't owe anybody. My heart before the Lord is clean. If He calls me, I'm ready. But are you ready? Can you say the same? Have you worked for Jesus? In the last couple of months, did you bring somebody to the Lord? Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. I'm going to give over to my bishop, man.
Come on, let's stand and just give God a praise offering for that powerful word. Have you heard the voice of God tonight? Has the Lord spoken to you clearly? Has the Lord spoken to us clearly? Jesus said, as my Father sent me, even so send I you. The reason why you are here is so that through your life, the manifold wisdom of God, the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ, would fill the earth. You are an ambassador of the kingdom of God. The reason why you are here is to manifest God's kingdom, is to demonstrate His love and to share the message of reconciliation and hope that has been made possible by virtue of His atoning death. You are called to take this message to your generation. So I want you this evening, if you say yes to God, step out of your seat, come stand and meet me right here in front. I want to pray with you. If you say yes to God, I'm going to work for you, I'm going to live for you, I'm going to win souls for you, I want you to come quickly, come quickly. Let's pray together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Che la laborda sta la manda la poste per polo mo solo monde. Che la laborda banda la poste le beria sida da na na mancha. What a powerful revelation. She didn't go to Bible school. She didn't get any form of formal training. She used her testimony. That's all she did. She wasn't baptized. She didn't speak in tongues. She didn't carry a Bible. She used her testimony. Is this the only people that's going to work for Jesus? The rest of you are not going to work for Him? Let's not play church. If you're saying yes to God, I want you to come so that I can pray with you in Jesus' name. Come, come. Don't waste time. We've come 4,000 kilometers to come and share with you this message. Please come quickly in Jesus' name. Is your family saved? Are they born again? Is your husband saved? Is your wife saved? Is your children saved? Is your mother saved? Is your father saved? If they are not saved, you are playing. I want you to come quickly so that we can pray that God can work in you and through you both to will and to do. Come quickly. Come, 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 come. If your family is not saved, your children is not saved, your husband's not saved, your mother's not saved, your brother's not saved, your father's not saved, come in Jesus' name. We're going to pray together. We're going to pray together that God would ignite you, ignite your heart, and place within your heart a burning desire to work for Him, to win souls for Him. Hallelujah. Anybody else here? You are born again, but you are not an active member that contributes towards the kingdom of God. I want to pray for you quickly. It's my final call. Tomorrow night, I'm taking you on a journey. I'm going to show you the relevance of what Dr. Luke spoke about and how one day many Christians is going to regret not aligning themselves with God. I'll show you, I'll teach you from tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Now, if you are not saved, if you are not born again, if you have not given your life to Jesus, I want you to raise your hand quickly in Jesus' name. If you're not saved, you're not born again, you haven't said yes to Jesus, raise your hand. I want to pray with you as well in Jesus' name. Is everybody here safe? Ask the person next to you, are you born again? Ask them, are you born again? Is everybody born again? Is everybody saved? Hallelujah. Let's all raise our hands. Those of you in the audience that is so active in the kingdom, I want you to raise your hands, please. I want you to pray for those of us that are standing in front. Everybody, let's pray. Reboshta meskondeles toburdelebashto. Lisilamandor de Bekele Borda Bandele Mordele Mizilla Bariasa. Le cold board the mandolin, Silamonda Yazala da Bar de Bel de Borde Mezile Guriozu. Vilabarda Bardo Mosolo Mogoda de Mose de Beget. Everybody prays. Sula la Barda Baj de Bogoda de Mosuda. Libordander des Giborde le Mendele Briazi de Beget de Borde Beget de Mosu de Beget de Mouch. Libardandar des de Berde, le Megad de Mouch, de Begad de Mosul, Begad de Mosul, Begad de Mouch, Riba Baba Sakan, del de Berdes, de la Borde, Begad de Mosul, Begad de Mouch, Mekandor Dostolo Mokondo, de Borde, Begad de Besegan, Mondo, Begad de Mosul, Begad de Mouch, de Begad de Mosul, Begad de Mosul, Mirdi Bekel, de Borde, Bando, de Borde, Begad de Mosul, de Bordanda, Begad de Baz, de Begad de Bou, Mekas, to Borde, Bush, Teke, Borde, Bekele Bona. Everybody pray. Come on. Siboko tabar de bekelebosha. Ribandor de bezeber de lemogoda de mosolo mogoda de mosek and the mondor de bokolo moshe. Ribus tabandel beriazini beget de mosoko no mondor de bogoda de moshe de beget de mosa. Mekandor dosto borda bokondel de berdebes de beget de moshe. Mikostandel de borda bander de beget de mosolo mogoda de moshek and the bo. Mekasanda da 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 Mekandor dostolo bokondar de begede de besekene mondo de begede de bosso de begede de basha. Makandor dostolo bokondar de bekene mondo de bosha. Rika takabo shakaya la 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 bashe. Mekostom dolo bor de begede de besine magede de bosso de begede de bashe de begede de bosso. Nindo lo bor da bakandar da bakana mondo de begede de bashe. Riba kata kata ta 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 baka. Ribo shandel do bor da bastandar da bakana ma. De ber de bokuta ta la bar de beken le mosse ke le bor da bakana ma ta. Riko ila la ba shandor do bokuna ma ta de. De kes to bor do bokonde de ber de beken le mosu ko no mondo de beken le moshi. Rima na la 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 la. Riba kuta ta 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 ba ya ke ke se. For those of you standing here, the people that you want to lead to Christ, I want you to mention their names before the Lord. Let me tell you a quick story. My brother, after he had gone through a very tumultuous and difficult time in his life, just threw hope away and lived without God and lived for alcohol. I prayed for him for many years. Prayed. I said, Lord, you have been sending me everywhere to go and preach for people. And here's my own family. My brother's not saved. He's not born again. Please save his soul. One Sunday morning as I stood in the church, just about to preach, I saw my brother sitting in the congregation. And then I preached the gospel, the message of reconciliation that Dr. Luke spoke about. And when I gave the altar call, I saw my brother getting up, coming to the front to accept Jesus Christ. We prayed with him. We led him to Christ. We demonstrated and showed to him the love of God. Immediately after the service, I had a small conversation with him and told him that I would come and see him at home. The next day, I went to my mother's place to go and see about my brother and to congratulate him and to tell him what had happened to him. We spoke briefly because the next day I was supposed to leave for Kenya for a conference. And I told him, I'll come back. I'll come and see you as soon as I arrive. I got onto the aeroplane and I left. Got to Kenya. Started in Mombasa. Spoke and preached. When I was done, got onto a plane and I went to Nairobi. And as soon as the plane landed in Nairobi, my phone rang. And on the other side is the voice of one crying. Uncle, the voice says. Uncle, the voice says. I said, what's wrong? He said to me, your brother has just died. He got a heart attack. He had a pain on his chest. We rushed him to hospital. And when he got there, he died in the hospital, in the doctor's rooms. Sunday, he got saved. Monday, he went to heaven. So I'm going to pray for you and ask whoever it is that God is leading and laying on your heart that you have to go minister to, that God would work in you and through you constantly without you getting tired to testify about his goodness. Father, I pray for these that are standing here. Even as you have worked in our lives, both to will and to do, I pray that the grace of God that has been extended toward us will be extended toward them. I pray that you would work in their lives, O God, in a strong and in a powerful way. I pray for the spirit of prayer, the spirit of intercession to be their portion. I pray that conviction would fall deep in their hearts. And that from tonight onward, they will begin, like this woman, to share Jesus. Place upon their hearts and their lives a burden for the lost, for souls, for their family, for their friends, for their relatives. Work, trouble them at night, O God. Sit upon them as a man, his beast. And in the name of Jesus, speak through their mouth. Think through their brain, O God. In the powerful name of Jesus, anoint them, give them utterance and the ability to share the gospel of the kingdom. So that people would hear about Jesus. So that lives will be changed and transformed and revolutionized by the power of the word of God. The Bible declared they went everywhere and they preached. And God worked with them, confirming the word with signs, wonders, and miracles. Oh God, as they go, I pray that you would go with them and that you would confirm your word with unusual signs, wonders, and miracles in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, oh God, that you save. We pray and ask that you would give them favor, that you would give them utterance. We pray and ask that you would give them grace, that you would give them wisdom as they share their testimony about the goodness of God, that people will be attracted, that people, oh God, will open their hearts and their minds, and that they would respond positively to the message of reconciliation by virtue of the blood of Jesus. I plead these under your precious blood, and I pray for their families and friends and whoever it is that they will be ministering to, that you will be with them and that you will anoint them, that you'll give them the ability to win the loss for Christ at any cost. This we pray and ask in Jesus' name. I surrender. Lord Jesus, I surrender. Hallelujah. Everybody say it one more time. Tomorrow night we're starting on a journey. It is normally life-changing and life-transforming. I'm going to share with you from God's word a revelation that will change your life outlook, your perspective. So invite family members, invite friends, and come and listen to the revelation of God as it relates to your eternal being, your eternal destiny, all that God has planned for you. Your life will never be the same again. Would you please welcome God's servant, Apostle Edison.
Lift your hands above your head. Put your two hands on your head and declare, Father, give me the
believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/SamuelAddison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison, or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you. Oh.